Mr. President, distinguished delegates, I am Chitra Sinathambi, the Director for Content and Standards at the Media Development Authority. The UK and US have raised the issue of freedom of speech in Singapore and the use of defamation laws. The Czech Republic has also posed an advanced question on this. Mr. President, no one in Singapore is prosecuted for merely criticizing the government or its policies. Many do so frequently, as online discussions will tell you. However, such criticisms should remain objective and not contain defamatory remarks. To speak more generally, the Constitution of the Republic of Singapore guarantees every citizen the right to freedom of speech and expression. However, an individual's freedom of speech must be exercised with mutual respect and accord with the need to preserve a harmonious society. There have to be safeguards against those who abuse their rights to freedom of speech and expression, whether in the physical or online world, to denigrate or offend the beliefs of others, or to incite racial or religious hatred. Journalists in particular should report accurately and honestly and give the government the right of reply to be published in full. This is particularly as Singapore is among the most connected countries in the world, and Singaporeans are well informed of world events. Singaporeans have full access to a wide variety of media content, including online content. 87% of Singapore households have broadband access, and 9 in 10 have access to a smartphone. Singapore is also ranked second in World Economic Forum Network Readiness Index 2014 for leveraging technology to promote economic growth and well-being. Public debate and advocacy are in fact expanding and maturing. Our Deputy Prime Minister recently affirmed that public debate in Singapore will advance with civil society playing a greater role. Some countries had advanced questions about our media regulatory framework and the online news licensing scheme. Our regulatory framework takes into account Singapore's multicultural and diverse population and seeks to encourage an honest and objective online information environment. The online news licensing scheme provides for individual licensing of online news sites that frequently report on Singapore issues and have a substantial reach in Singapore. The intention is to put print and online news on a more equal regulatory footing. There is no change in standards as to the content which individually licensed online news sites may put up. Mr. President, since the implementation of the scheme, online news platforms have continued to flourish. They are able to disseminate diverse views to fit their intended audience and have not been limited in any way from operating freely. We have complemented our media regulations with a strong focus on promoting media and information literacy. We have set up the Media Literacy Council, an independent organization to advise the government on developments pertaining to the internet and media. We also set up the Inter-Ministry Cyber Wellness Steering Committee to promote media literacy programs. Our libraries and schools run programs to empower Singaporeans to become discerning users of information. Mr. President, we will continue to make the internet a place where participants with different viewpoints may engage each other courteously and responsibly. Thank you.